Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I'm FPL Dean and today I'm up and about because not only have my Brentford boys kind of delivered and I'm back just outside the top 6,000 teams worldwide with two chips left to play. Yes, there's no blanks. Yes, there's no doubles. We're going to dive into that. But Manchester United are almost through to the Europa League final. 3-0, did not see that coming. I mean, the referee and some poor defending from their centre-back definitely helped. This is not a Manchester United show, though. This is your Game Week 35 team selection and final plugs. Without further ado, smash a like on the video. Subscribe if you haven't already done so. Leave a comment with what your team is looking like this weekend. And remember, I will be back later on today with a deadline stream for everyone as well. And without further ado, let's jump straight into it. So, the fixtures that could double in Game Week 36 and blank in 37. Well, there's almost guaranteed now to be no blanks and doubles in Game Week 36 or in Game Week 37. Now, there is a small chance they haven't come out and said anything about the Aston Villa versus Spurs game, but Spurs are well on track. They're 3-1 up against Bodo Glimt, and they have put a request in to move that game from the Sunday to an earlier date. I'm not sure the Premier League are going to do that based on the fact that they've literally given Crystal Palace and Man City 3 days between the FA Cup final to then play their next fixture following the FA Cup final. And that's just been rearranged into Game Week 37. Honestly, I don't think Spurs have got any chance at all. So realistically, the takeaway is the fixtures are going to be exactly as they are between now and the end of the season. There is the tiniest little bit of chance that that's Spurs Villa game does get moved. I just don't see it, but it hasn't categorically been put out that that's not happening. So until it is, that's what we're at. But at the moment, the fixtures for Game Week 36 are on the left. They're still really good fixtures. If you have bench boost available, and I wish I had my bench boost instead of my triple captain available, and I wish I'd play my triple captain in 32 instead of my bench boost, 36 looks like an amazing week for bench boost. So if you are one of those people that still has that chip, that is when I'd be playing. I'm still going to be playing my triple captaincy in Game Week 36. Bryan Mbeumo looks good. I mean, hopefully Haaland is fit for Southampton. I mean, could he do exactly what he did the first time around versus Southampton? I'm not sure. I mean, does he even start that game? Or is it like a Kevin De Bruyne punt? Like so many different things that are possible. But the big takeaway from the announcement is that Bournemouth versus Man City, Crystal Palace versus Wolves will be staying in Game Week 37 and they will not be doubling and they will not be blanking. That's the key takeaway from this piece of information overnight. So the Game Week 35 FDR is exactly like that. As you can see, there are no blanks, there are no doubles, and the teams to target are still these six teams. And because of the fact that I still have my free hit available, I will be dead-ending my team into Game Week 38. And so for that reason, I'm highly likely to make a goalkeeper transfer this week. If you had to ask me at the moment, what move am I going to do with my one free transfer this week? It's probably Raya to Pickford because Ipswich at home, Southampton at home, two of the next three. And then when I free hit in 38, obviously I'm getting rid of Pickford. And then I either will bring in Kepa for Leicester at home or Raya for Southampton away. I could even go in Areola. I'm not going Areola. I'm just not going to do that. So like that is because of the fact that I do have that free hit available, I can do things that potentially other people won't be. Like a lot of people will not be making a rare transfer this week because they'll just play him and hope that, you know, they've got a second goalkeeper that they can rotate with or whatever. And most people just won't be wasting a transfer there. But because of the fact that I took hits in Game Week 34 in order to set my team up, yeah. Yeah, that's just what it is. While we're on that, FYI, shout out to the new league. Well, Shah Cash with me, still on top. He's currently ranked 1,057. He's leading with 2,427 points. I obviously ended up with 70 minus 8 for the week, 62. So my rank has obviously taken a hit, 6,118. But we had two winners this week in terms of winning the overall league. 101 points, Mark Skinner's team, and I think Porco Cupi, I'm not sure how you say your name, mate, your team's name, but well done, 101 points. You broke the 100-point barrier. Fantastic work, and shout out to you two. You guys had an unbelievably good week, and free hit was definitely put to an amazing use by your particular squads. So the midfield duo that you need for game week 35 to 38. Now, I covered this in the game week preview, and it's relevant again now. Jarrod Bowen had a bonus point added overnight, which is very handy because he now went from 9 points to 10 in my own team. Brian Mbeumo was disappointing, truth be told, against Nottingham Forest, but he's definitely the... I think I still prefer him over Bowen this week. I just think Brian Mbeumo, we know he's got a massive ceiling. Jarrod Bowen's we haven't really seen, but maybe we see it this week because of the Tottenham fixture. I'm not sure. But again, these are things that you really want to take advantage of. They are, I believe, probably the two highest scoring midfielders between now and the end of the season. Is it worth taking a minus 4-4? I think if you've got Saka, if you've got a Foden, if you've got a Savinho, et cetera, I think they are more than worthy of taking a minus 4 to bring these blokes in. Like, if I'm being brutally honest, I would do it. I mean, I took a minus 8 last week to bring him into my team in order to keep my free hit. And again, I think that's worth it. And realistically, I'm pretty happy with that decision and how it's worked out for me so far. So the assistant managers with table bonus and Glasner now, I think if I was on the assistant manager chip this week, he's 100% a lock. After I watched Nottingham Forest versus Brentford overnight, and I watched that game at the same time as I was watching Man United against Athletic Club Bilbao, I can't see Glasner not getting the most points from any manager this week, regardless of table bonus, no table bonus. Yes, you probably will want to transfer Glasner out post this week, but I think, as I've always said before, on the assistant manager, I think I took 2 minus 4s when I was on assistant manager. It is worth taking hits in order to change your manager to the best appealing manager that week. Glasner is by far and away now the number one pick this week. I wouldn't be surprised if he got 20 points. Iriola versus Arsenal. That Arsenal team obviously going to be worried about the Champions League. Again, that is something to keep in mind. Is that going to play an effect? I think it will. I don't think Arsenal are going to win this game, which means that table bonus is definitely on offer again. Hurzel versus Newcastle. Newcastle are fighting for Europe and that Champions League. I can't see anything other than a Newcastle win, but it is at Brighton. And Brighton are just a weird team. They're so inconsistent this season. I don't know what they're going to show up with. Pereira versus Man City, I think you'll be lucky if he even gets a goal in this game, is my honest read on this fixture. And for that reason, I think I wouldn't be going anywhere near him. Yes, Wolves have been better, but the teams they've been playing have been vastly inferior teams. And for that reason, I wouldn't be going anywhere near him this week. So my final plugs for game week 35. There are no more doubles or blanks for the remainder of the season, which is really annoying if you've got chips left, like triple captain. I really thought that there was a strong possibility of a game week 36. Alas, even when I did it, and the reason why I didn't play my triple captain is because I wasn't overly sold on the 32. And realistically, I probably got that decision wrong. And like, and it's very hindsighty, but you could go back and say, probably should have played my triple captain then. Would have got more points that week than a bench boost obviously did, because I only got 6 points on it. But I still think that as long as I get like over 10 points from my triple captain, like in terms of they get 30 points, then it's not going to be too bad, because originally I would have just played it most likely on Isak, and Isak got 11 points and 32. So as long as I get that, I'm not going to be too far behind. It's just annoying because I thought that would be an extra double game week. And realistically, if I'd had my time again, I probably would have played my triple captain on Salah back in 24, which would have been an amazing shout, and then played the assistant manager chip. But it's one of those things, you can't go back. I thought at the time it was the correct decision. I still think it could be the correct decision. You never know. Brian Mbeumo against Ipswich could score a hat-trick, and all of a sudden I'm like, I got it right. So never be too downbeat. Sometimes you get things right, sometimes you get things wrong. I mean, I've left Chris Wood 17 points on the bench this season. That's probably still my worst decision this season. So you got to take the love of the game. It's a fun game meant to be at the end of the season, and that's what it's meant to be. But free hit 38 for me is definitely locked. The Forest bandwagon is starting to lose steam at the wrong time of the season. And can Palace and Glasner take full advantage on Monday night? I believe they will. That is my honest opinion. Who's the best captaincy shout this week? Could you potentially look at a Wissa, who looks in amazing form? The dude, I'm so glad to have him back. I was so happy when he scored. He had an ice cold finish. He had a finish like Cole Palmer used to deliver. Where's Cole Palmer gone? Maybe he's formed into Wissa. I'm not sure, but he looked really good. And will the teams focused on Europe send out their B string sides? Like, will Arsenal, Manchester United, Tottenham, will they just send out the reserves? I honestly think that all those three teams probably should, because they don't want to be risking any players for that second leg. Particularly Tottenham, that tie is definitely not done. And Arsenal, that tie, that is all there to play for. Man United, I think as well, 3-0 up. I think Athletic Club will feel a little bit annoyed about how the game went tonight. So I would expect them to really show up to Old Trafford with some fire on their belly. So for me, again, I'd be a little bit concerned. So again, I just wouldn't take any risks. There's no need to be taking risks at all. If you are Chelsea, though, you have to field your full strength. Like, they've won 4-0. They need to get into the Champions League. I don't think there's going to be any rotation there. They'll play their full strength against Liverpool. I've got no doubts about that one whatsoever. Best defenders to buy for that reason are O'Brien at number one. He has moved up to number one in my books overnight. Mikalenko at number two. Collins, with that assist against Nottingham Forest overnight, is now up to number three. He looks like an amazing value, and he's definitely a dark horse that a lot of people are not paying attention to. Number four is Gvardiol, and then number five, Milinkovic, has dropped down from number three to number five overnight based on the fact that he was pretty damn bad in that Forest game. In fact, both goals, I would say, that Milinkovic was directly at fault for. In terms of the midfielders to buy, it's still Brian Mbeumo, even though he blanked in this game week. I just think this dude is, when he goes big, he goes nuclear. Jarrod Bowen comes in at number two. De Bruyne at number three. Gibbs White number four. Doucouré, with that amazing run for Everton, number five. Rodgers number six. Shade, who actually scored for the first time in a long time in that game against Forest, at number seven. Damsgaard at number eight. He looked threatening again as well. Alanga at number nine. And Kudos, just because of the fact that West Ham have a nice run of fixtures, he comes in at number 10. In the forwards, it is definitely Wissa, now at number one by a country mile. He is not distance and daylight between everyone else as far as I'm concerned at the moment. Wood comes in, still in at number two. That Leicester fixture in 36 does scream points for the Woody Woodpecker. Marmoush at number three, Watkins at number four, in front of Isak at number five, and the Vardy party sneaks in at number six. He's going to get 200 goals for Leicester. It's just going to be a matter of whether he does it this week or against Ipswich in a couple of weeks' time. So the latest points, this is it. 70 points all out I ended up getting in the end. And that was obviously with a minus eight, because obviously I wasn't using free hit and I wanted to field 11. Ironically, I probably should have just played with 10, because I bought Clivert in, and realistically I probably don't need him moving forward. But I bought him in. It is what it is. I took the minus four. So in the end, I actually ended up losing an extra 2 points in total, because he got two. So that's unfortunate. But it does mean that I don't have to worry about the sucker problem. It also means I have the exact money in the bank for Haaland moving forward. But most of my squad actually did pretty well this week. I only have four blankers. So Verbruggen, obviously, he's been a disaster ever since I owned him in game week 30. But because I haven't got a wild card, he will be staying for the duration of the season. Milinkovic, obviously, 1 point. I did expect Milinkovic not to get many points here, because I did expect Brentford to score. So I was just hoping for more for an attacking return than anything, but he didn't really look likely in this game. Kukurea finally delivered on what I was hoping. Unfortunately, compared to Ait Nouri, compared to Sessegnon and that's the reason why I lost rank this week, is that the free hitters, their defence just smashed my defence. Even though I had Dan Burns 13 points, most people ended up getting like close to 40 points in their defense this week. And when you add all mine together, I only got 21. So that's where I lost my rank, purely in the defense. Again, if I was on free hit, I would have had Trippier and Ait Nouri, would have gone better. But again, I still think that having the free hit for later in the season and having a little bit of fun on the last day is where I'm at. And I'm quite more than happy with the way that's gone. And Mbeumo, 2 points. Again, that was disappointing. Salah, with the captaincy, 16. Again, pretty good. Like, I got that call pretty right compared to the other options. Bowen, massive 10 points. He was a really good transfer in. And along with Wissa, with his 7 points, that would have more than normally covered the minus eight in any other game week. It's just, unfortunately, it was free hit this week and the free hit popular assets all popped off. The Clivert transfer was probably dumb. I probably should have done Marmoush to Cunha, because if I bought Cunha in, I would have captained him, and then I actually would have been on a green arrow. That is the sliding doors moment of FPL. It's one of those things. It's just unfortunate. in the end, I decided to go this way because it just didn't rate Cunha post this week versus Marmoush. I thought Marmoush would definitely score more than Cunha this week. Let's see if that works out. If it doesn't, then I've definitely got it wrong, but it's one of those things. Murphy obviously got 6 points, better than Barnes, better than Gordon. And then obviously Isaac up front with 6. And then I had Raya, Marmoush, Munoz and Guaviol with no fixtures this week. So again, I'm lucky that I had 11 players play. I'm lucky I still got to 62 points with a -8. So I can't really complain too much. It was a pretty good game week. It's just unfortunate that it didn't quite go better with some of the calls. So my current squad versus what I think now is definitely the best game week 35 wildcard squad. If you are on wildcard, that's the squad. Well, I'm 100% certain on that now. Now that I've seen there's no blanks, there's no doubles, that's where I'm going. I would 100% go there. The only risk in that squad is Kevin De Bruyne. Now, my team is actually not too far away from what I think is a wild card squad this week. So I'm pretty happy with that. Obviously, Kukurea and an Everton defender would be nice instead. And Collins would be amazing over Dan Byrne for the run-in. And obviously, I'd love to have a Pickford. But I might end up having a Pickford. Obviously, I've got 7.4 million in the bank. I've obviously got the money there to do Marmoush to Haaland. That is definitely in my offing. If he is fit for game week 36, even if he's fit for the end of the season, I will bring him in just so I have a differential. If he goes big, he goes big. Yeah, I'm just rolling with that. That's what I think about that. And yeah, as I said, my squad isn't too far away from what I would like. And obviously, I can do Jacob Murphy or Clive at up to one of these. I can do it to Kevin De Bruyne this week. I've got the funds to do it. I'm just not sure if that's a better move than moving Raya to Pickford this week or a defender to an Everton defender. I think that's where I want to go. I think there's more point upside there than moving a Murphy or a Clivett to a De Bruyne this week. So my updated chip strategy there, as you can see, obviously my rank the last 3 weeks has gone down. I had a high point of 859 back in game week 31, went down to 904 in game week 32, even though I played my bench boost. I expected a down arrow on 33 because everyone was playing their bench boost chips and other chips, and I was a small red. And then again, I would say this is arguably a not too bad week. I dropped to 6,118, but I didn't play my free hit, and I took a -8. So for that reason, versus all these engaged managers that were all on free hit, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been slightly better. If there'd been another whistle goal or some sort of involvement tonight, I would have been inside the top 5,000 still. But my team is well set now between 35 and 37. With a couple of moves, dead end into 38, I got the free hit. I'm still on for definitely the top 10,000, and that was the aim at the start of the season when I created this channel. It was to track my journey to get there, and at the moment, I think I'm well on track, so I can't complain. I'm feeling pretty good about life, and hopefully you are about your team as well at this stage of the season. So my potential transfer for game week 35, and these are the options, right? Raya, Murphy or Marmoush. Now, Marmoush to Haaland is definitely not happening this week, but if we'd had news, positive news from Pep Guardiola that Haaland was definitely going to be involved, that is a move that is in the offing still for 36 or 37 or 38. Like, that's 100% probably going to happen. It now comes down to whether I think that Raya to Pickford is a better move than Murphy to De Bruyne. Because there's no point waiting. I need the points. There's 4 weeks left of the season. This move could be a massive differential. Like most people, I think that own Raya are probably going to play him this week. So then I'm backing in Bournemouth to score, which I think they can. Valentin says red card rescinded. And I'm backing in Pickford to keep what he does best. Keep out these rubbishy teams. Everton are normally pretty good at that, especially at Goodison Park. It's their last 2 games at Goodison Park. They'll want to send it off really well. And for that reason, I think that he's just a solid transfer. I don't see anything wrong with it. I think realistically, by the time the deadline comes around, it's going to be Pickford in for Raya rather than De Bruyne in for Murphy. That's just my gut feel. Maybe I go for the De Bruyne play the week after. I'm not sure with that Southampton fixture, but it is one of those things. I think that's where I'm going to go. I think that's where I'm going to land. So my game week 35 benching ratings, this is what I've got. So defenders, Everton are right at the top this week. I just think that they're the most likely team to keep a clean sheet. O'Brien is in there in front of Mikalenko. Pickford will be at the top as well as the top of the goalkeepers. Guaviol then comes in. Then it's Collins, Munoz, Forest defenders, Arsenal defenders, Liverpool defenders, Dean Konza, Robinson, if he's fit, Sessegnon, and then Kukurea, my boy. He's on the bottom. There's a reason why he's last man on the bench, as we'll find out very shortly. In the midfielders, Mbeumo is number one, Bowen number two, De Bruyne number three, Rodgers, Salah. That's the order I've got him in. Forrest Mids, Jacob Murphy, Barnes Gordon, Clivett, Semenyo, Palmer, Fernandez, and Saka's right at the bottom. I would have any Arsenal player at the bottom of any list in terms of midfielders and forwards. Trying to predict who's going to be starting is near on impossible, I think, this week. And then the forwards, it's my boy Wissa at number one. I think he'll be the top scoring forward this week. Watkins, Isak, Marmoush, Vardy Party comes in at number five. Mateta, Jackson, Wood, Cunha, Jorgen Strand Larsen, Welbeck, Raul, and Delap rounds out that list. Let me know what you think in the comments. If I missed any players out, it's probably the fact that I've just got ranked them even lower. I just don't think people own them that much. So the captaincy decision this week, and I think there's five options in my team for captaincy, like legitimate options this week. There's Mo Salah, obviously. You're betting against the man every single week. He is just an elite FPL asset. He's back on the open goals after that Tottenham game. But you've got the Premiership hangover. Salah's not someone. He'll be back in the gym. He'll be doing everything right. He will want to break these records. But will the rest of the team be at the races? That is the question. Salah might be at the races, but if the rest of his teammates are, for that reason, I don't think captaining him this week makes a hell of a lot of sense in comparison to the other four options. Isak's obviously versing Brighton. And Brighton have conceded two goals in, I think, each of their last four or five games. And if Isak's getting the chances that he continues to get, I wouldn't bet against him getting probably higher points here than anyone else this week. So for that reason, I think Isak needs to be in the conversation. Then we've got Marmoush on Friday night. Now, I don't like the Friday night fixture in terms of captaining people, because if it goes wrong on the first game of the game week, all of a sudden you're sitting there hoping that everyone else's captain's blank, and that just doesn't feel good. So for that reason, I don't have him that high up this list. And then it comes down to Jarrod Bowen versus Spurs, which I think on paper just looks amazing. And then Brian Burnley versus Man United. Now, Man United played really well against Bournemouth last weekend, and that has come into my line of thinking, and maybe Jarrod Bowen is actually the best. At the moment, I have the vice captaincy on Jarrod Bowen and I have the captaincy on Brian and Buemo, just because of the fact that I think the ceiling for Brian and Buemo is much bigger than what the ceiling is for Jarrod Bowen. Let me know what you're thinking in your captaincy decision this week and your reasoning behind it. I am really intrigued to know what other people are doing this week. So onto my team selection, and this is how we are lining up at the moment prior to me making any transfers, and I am going to sit there and think about it for as long as possible. And let me know if I've got this right or wrong in the comments. So I'm starting with Raya in goal with that Bournemouth fixture. Obviously, he will likely, I would say on a scale of 0 to 100%, 80% chance he is Pickford come the deadline. So then I feel a fair bit better about the defence in general. Gvardiol against Wolves is definitely the most certain defender in this list. I've picked Burn against Brighton away, only because of the fact that I just think Brighton are just in some middling form, and I feel like Newcastle could go there and keep a clean sheet. Cucurella against Liverpool, no chances of a clean sheet, I don't think. Or maybe I've read that wrong and he keeps a clean sheet and gets a goal. Could you imagine the scenes if that happened? Last man on my bench, I would be so annoyed. I probably just made that happen now by manifesting that thought. Milinkovic versus Crystal Palace. He's dropped to the bench for Munoz because of the fact that I watched that game and I did not rate what Milinkovic was doing, and I think Forrest just look a bit flat. And for that reason, Crystal Palace off the back of 10 days rest or whatever it is, 12 days rest I think it is, I think that they're going to do exactly what Brentford did to Forrest overnight and win. So for that reason, Munoz starts over Milinkovic. I'm not sure that Crystal Palace keep a clean sheet, but I feel like Munoz could get an attacking return more than, say, a Milinkovic or a Cucurella in this particular game week. And for Bruggen, he's never going near the starting lineup again. That man is gone to me. He might as well be dead. Then in the midfield, that was a bit harsh, I suppose. We've got Clivert on the bench at the moment. Now, I'm just reading the fixtures. Like, Arsenal away should be much harder than Brighton away. But Clivert probably will play more minutes than Murphy. So there's a couple of, and obviously Clivert's on penalties, Murphy's not. But Murphy's just been in an unreal patch of form at the moment, whereas Clivert hasn't been. And for that reason, I'm starting Murphy over Clivert, just based on the form that he's in. I personally think that Arsenal fixture is actually going to be on a par with the Brighton one. And it's a really tough call. This is a very 50-50 call. But at the moment, I've got Jacob Murphy in front of Kluivert. This may well come down to a card toss on the deadline stream, not going to lie. Then it's Salah against Chelsea away. As I said, I don't think he's a very good captaincy option this week. Chelsea aren't the worst defence in the league either, and it is at Stamford Bridge. And they're also chasing for Champions League football. Liverpool have nothing to fight for. They've finished on top. That is all done and dusted. Then it's Brian and Mbeumo versus Jared Bowen. Both amazing fixtures, both green fixtures on paper, both with teams that are definitely going to be distracted by Europe 100% this weekend. I still think Brian and Mbeumo, with that ceiling, is the better captaincy option, which is why he has a captaincy on him compared to Jared Bowen. But again, it's a very tight call, and I wouldn't be surprised if it went either way and Bowen outscored Mbeumo or Mbeumo outscored Bowen. Yeah. And then up front, I've obviously got a pretty good front line this week. I've got Isak away at Brighton. Again, he is the best striker in the league at the moment without Haaland being fit. And he's versing a team that's given up 2 goals every game for the last, I don't know, however many weeks that it's been. Marmoush obviously has Wolves at home, and he has looked really good. His attacking data without Haaland and the team has really shot up. I really like him there. And then Wissa against Man United, in the form that he is in, I just think that he's going to return here. I think he's the forward most likely to return. If I'm being brutally honest, more than Isak, more than Marmoush. I really like the way that Wissa is looking, and I've got very good feelings about how that's going to play out moving forward for this game week 35. So, the deadline decisions, what you need to be aware of, what chips do you have left, and when is the best time to play them? Well, I have my triple captaincy left, and if you had bench boost, either of those two things look amazing for game week 36. I even think a free hit 36 actually looks really good, but the fixtures are still on offer in that particular game week. But free hit 38 is definitely locked for me now. I'm 100% committed to the strategy. I'll be dead-ending my team, and I'll be bringing in Everton players most likely for 35 to 37 and chasing that differential in the defence. Remember that each week is also worth 25% of your season, like the rest of your season. So be bold. Make different calls. Have fun, importantly. Have fun. Who cares if it goes wrong? At the end of the day, I mean, obviously, if you like my mini league rivals, yes, obviously I've got the league where everyone's joining here, but all my other mini leagues, I've won. Like, I've got, like, I don't have to worry about them. I'm just here to have fun at the end of the season and to finish inside the top 10K. That was my original aim. That is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have some fun doing it. That's why I've saved my chips to the end of the season so I can have a bit of fun over the last 4 weeks. It's going to be fun. Assets to target. Targeting teams that have amazing fixtures is the play. The Brentford boys, as I said, with the form, look amazing on paper, and Wiss have continued to return this midweek. Hopefully, they both return on the weekend. And Collins as well, Dark Horse or a Flecken, also look like really good assets into the run-in. Which assets, though, are traps? And who should you punt on? I just realized I spelled should wrong there, unfortunately. And Void, are you going to be huge? Who's going to be huge the next few weeks? Like, are you going to get a massive swing, pick an asset, it pops off? Like, Jared Bowen's still under 10% ownership the last time I checked. I still can't believe that. With the fixtures he's got, the form he's in, he literally returns every other week. He's so good. He's just so consistent. And then the chip strategy for 35 to 38. My plan, as I said, is to use a triple captain in game week 36. There's still great options for captaincy that week. Chris Wood's got Leicester at home. You've obviously got Brian and Mbeumo, Wissa away at Ipswich. Great fixture. You've got Man City versus Southampton. There's going to be big calls in game week 36, regardless of whether Spurs versus Villa actually gets moved or not. Realistically, it's not. Single game week, still a great week for captaincy. If you wanted to save it till the final day, you've got Saka versus Southampton potentially, or you've got Salah at home on that final day against Crystal Palace. He could also go big. There's still a couple of decent opportunities to play it. And obviously, going differential compared to the template crowd is definitely the call at the moment. And lastly, captaincy decisions. Who are you going? Salah, Isak, Mbeumo, Bowen, Marmoush, or somebody else entirely differently? So that brings us to the end of Game Week 35 team selection. I am ranked 6,118 at the end of Game Week 34. I am expecting, though, to hopefully get 4 green arrows to finish the season. With 2 chips still to play, I am very excited about what the future holds. I will be back with a deadline stream later today. Make sure you join me for that. And good luck in Game Week 35. And let me know what your moves are in the comments. And make sure before you leave, smash us a like and give us a sub if you haven't already. Thanks for watching. That's been FPL, the unit.